for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday morning, May 28, 2005. A Memorial Weekend Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park. Darlene Hill of Monterey, Virginia is the minister.
Darlene Hill is going to minister this morning. You ladies had the privilege of having her already, and I heard so much about it, I thought that the rest of us ought to hear her for a little bit too. So here we are. Darlene, you're not turned on either.
One.
I guess she is turned on.
Now she is.
There we go. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we all need Jesus. I mean, I'm just looking at you. I know you need Jesus. I can look at you and tell. We all need Jesus. We need His precious presence in the midst of us. We need it. We got to have it. We just got to have it. We can't do without it. You know, I mean, I made up my mind. I have just done without His manifest presence long enough. I've done without it. And God has put us here to make other people jealous for His presence. Jealous for the manifest presence of God in our lives. Why, we ought to be able to walk down the street and have people say, there is something different about you. What is it? What is it on your face? What is it? I mean, you hear stories, don't you? You hear stories about Smith Wigglesworth. He's walking down the train and Catholic priests, boom, they fall out in the aisle and they say, my God, man, you convict us of our sin. What must we do to be saved? That's us. We are supposed to be carrying the presence of God. And you know, when you carry the presence of the Lord, you carry the weightiness, the kabod of God. I like that, the kabod of God. Yeah. Kabod means weightiness. I bet that if we looked in the Spirit, some of us would be walking around like this. I got the kabod. The weightiness of the Holy Ghost. That's what I want. I want the weightiness of His presence on me. I really do want to be able to walk into Ernie's Market, the little market down there at our house. 250 people in our town. Ernie's Market's on the corner. Go into Ernie's and you don't just stroll in and buy your bottle of pop. You walk in, you put the pop on the counter, and the lady at the cash register says, I don't know what's going on with my life. Why are we surprised? You know, we shouldn't go. We should expect the kabod to roll off on her. We should expect her to say, I don't know why I'm telling you this. I know why you're telling me this. You're telling me this because I have the answer. That is the presence of the Lord, who wants to get on you. Who wants to come on you in power and in might. You see, we need a vision. Without a vision, my people are unrestrained. We need a vision. And it's not a vision that's filled with pride, but we need to be sure. I know that I know that I know that I have God in me, the hope of glory. And we get that thieved. That's right. We get that thieved from us by all sorts of things. And when that gal at the counter says, I don't know what's wrong with me. Well, you know what we're doing? We're looking at her and saying, I don't know what's wrong with me either. Oh, my. Oh, me. How many of you can say, oh, me? Yeah. More, Lord. We want more. Praise God. I want to talk to you this morning. You know, it's funny, the Lord talks to me in pictures and things like that are quite unusual. Kyle was here the other night and Chip was prophesying over him. You know, I mean, it was beautiful, like my sister. Beautiful. And the Lord says to me, eat your Wheaties. I'm going, oh, brother, you want me to say that? But there was a reason behind that. Well, the Lord said to me this morning, belly ministry. Belly ministry. I said, all right. Belly ministry. What does that mean? Out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. And I've had plenty of time to operate in my head. I mean, I have studied. I've got scripture and stuff. And somebody can get up with a statement, and I'll have five or six scriptures. Blah, 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 blah. And sometimes it's just in my head. It's not coming out of your belly. Like when you're praying for people. You know, there's a difference between your head and your belly. I don't want to lose you, okay? Because it took me a while to make the connection between head and belly. Go with the belly. Always go with the belly. Always go with the flow of the river that's coming out of your belly. For out of our bellies will flow rivers of living water. Rivers of living water. That's right. We went to Niagara Falls. I don't know how many of y'all have ever been to Niagara Falls, but it is impressive. And I got to thinking one time about being filled with the Holy Spirit to overflowing. And somewhere around 1964, somebody gave me an example of a glass of water and a pitcher. And being filled with the Holy Spirit to overflowing, and they poured that pitcher of water into that glass of water. And of course, you know, it just, I watched it, you know, bloop, 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 and it overflowed. And I thought, isn't that wonderful? What a wonderful revelation. And then I went to Niagara Falls. We got this faucet at home. You want a drink of water? You put it under the faucet and you go, shh. Because if you go, it goes, splish, and water goes everywhere. Well, think of the force of water that's coming out of Niagara Falls. You know, you put your glass underneath Niagara Falls to be filled, and you are pile-drived into the rocks below. The force of the Holy Ghost in our life. Now, I know the Lord is tender and gentle, But we get an idea of this little picture of God. Bloop, 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 bloop. Gee, I hope I have enough. Well, I am kind of overflowing. Yeah, okay, I've got enough. Baby. The main idea that God sent us when He sent us all these waterfalls is the force of the flow of the Spirit of God in our life. We've been thinking little God, big devil. Little God, big devil. Looking at it in a sad way, we had a lady in our county that went to Niagara Falls. She committed suicide. She jumped over the falls. My heart went out to her mother, who is not saved. And I thought, oh God, you know, I'd love to say something that comforted her. And the only thing I could think of to say was, you know, well, did they recover the body? And she said, no. Whenever anybody jumps over the falls at Niagara Falls, they never recover anything. The force of the water is so massive. Well, you know what? I would like to think that the force of the Spirit of God that flows through me completely annihilates that old man. Completely annihilates that old man. That's right. The only thing that flows out of me is the Spirit of God with force and with power. That's right. But we've got to believe it. We've got to trust the flow of the Spirit in us. Trust the belly. Put the word in. Yes. Allow the word to bring freedom. But trust the flow of the belly. For out of our bellies will flow rivers of living water. Torrents. Bus loads. Tractor trailer loads. Freight train loads. Whatever's big, bigger. Massive amounts of the Holy Spirit. Let faith, in the name of Jesus, let faith rise in you this morning for the flow of the Holy Ghost in your life. Let it rise in the name of Jesus. Let it rise. I felt faith rising this morning when we were singing Hosanna.
Yes.
Oh my. Hosanna. See, we're not keeping our eyes on God enough. Big God, little problem. Bigger God, non-existent problem. What the Word has said about us. What the Word has said about Him, about His glory, about His presence, about His awesome ability in us, for us, through us, around us, in the world. Big God, little devil. Let's not give Him praise, because He's not deserving of praise. The devil doesn't deserve 1 ounce of praise. Let's give God the honor. Let's give Him the honor. I'd like to turn over to, let's see, Lord, where do you want me to go? How about Galatians 5? Galatians 5:16. You all know that scripture, I'm sure. But these are the things that stop the flow of the Holy Ghost, that squeeze it down to where it won't flow out of your belly, or you have a hard time letting it flow out of your belly. I say to you, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit. You see, it's not just demons. And we know that. We know that. We get the demonic problems taken care of, and there's still that thing that wakes up in bed every morning. I read this story one time where this lady was praying, and she said, "Oh God, I've done really good today. I haven't lied to anybody. Oh, hallelujah. And the grace that you've extended toward me, in that I haven't had a chance to be mad at my husband, and I'm not mad at him. Thank you. And I have just really had a good attitude today. I give you thanks, Lord God. And now, as I open my eyes and get out of bed, please be with me today." Yeah. See, we have more problems with ourselves a lot of times than we do the devil. Chip was preaching one time in the congregation, and he said, "I have more problems with Chip than I do anybody else." And somebody from the back spoke up and said, "Me too." "But I have more problems with Darlene than I do anybody else. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit." Belly. Belly. We got to realize what's in that belly. We got to realize the powerful flow of the Holy Ghost inside of us. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Oh my goodness. And against such there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions. If we live in the Spirit, then doggone it, let's walk in the Spirit. I put that doggone it in there. Just wanted you to know it. Excuse me. But if we live in the Spirit, then come on. Come on. Come on, let's walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. In other words, give each other a break. Give each other some help. I want to thank you for the encouragement and the help that you've given me. I'm encouraged. And I'm also blessed because, you know, I ran up against this little lady one time, and she was just about your age. And she had been raised by a mighty man of God. Everybody was talking about her. You know, she's just a powerful, anointed woman of God. And she was in a wheelchair to get easy access in and out of the building, and her foot dropped off the little thingy that lifts your foot up. I don't know what it is.
And she says, oh, you know, my foot. So I bent over to help her get her foot back up in it. She picked up her cane. Whappo! Take your hands off of me! I said, oh my. Let's see now. Was that the anointing? I don't think so. What was that a manifestation of? I don't think it was the Holy Ghost. And you know, from then on, I had a hard time receiving from that lady. To be perfectly honest. That's right. Because the fruit, the massive amount of the pouring out of the Holy Ghost didn't seem like it was coming out too good that day. You know? And I got news later on, my girlfriend, I said, hey, Barbie, you better stay away from that little old lady. Barbie did not listen to me. Barbie is one of these gals that just, I like you so much, you know, and she just oozes love. Well, she thought she'd go up and ooze on that little old lady. Yeah. Well, you know what? The fruit of the Holy Ghost wouldn't manifest on Barbie either. Yeah, get your hands off of me, you know. I thought, I get the message. That's right. But practically speaking, if we want massive amounts of the Holy Ghost in our life, then we need to yield to the nature of Jesus. Amen. We need to yield to that. Hallelujah. We yield. Today, we yield the jealousies, the petty jealousies that we have. We yield that. When somebody gets a new car, instead of going, well, her husband died and left her some money, we need to say, bless God, what a wonderful car. Hallelujah. It is obvious that Jesus loves you. Be blessed. I hope you get gas for 50 cents a gallon. Hallelujah. Be blessed in that car. Go minister the word. No petty jealousies rising up. No envy. No strife. No bitterness. Just loveliness. Loveliness. That's why that gal at Ernie's Market, she said to me, my life is just a wreck. Because I had manifested before her the grace of God. My sister-in-law, whose husband just passed away, she was telling me, you know, Darlene, I'm just a wreck. I can't go out and see anybody. I don't want to go see anybody. All they have to do is say hello to me, and I break down crying. And I can't be around people because it tears me up too much. I just feel fearful when I'm around people. And I cry. You know, that the grief was working on her. And I said, Phyllis, don't worry about it. I said, do what you can do. God's gracious, but don't stay in your house and mourn. So anyway, come to find out that she came to me and she said, I've been to the restaurant and I broke down crying again. And I said, Phyllis, brokenness is not bad. Brokenness is not a bad thing. That's right. And Come to find out that every gal that waitresses in the restaurant and quite a few people in our hometown now have gone up to Phyllis and they've said, oh, and they've cried in front of her. You know what happened? She manifested brokenness and stopped scaring them. She started manifesting that it has happened to me and I know how you feel. She started showing the mercy, the grace, the love of God. That's why I love my sister here. You know, because you've been here a long time and you've seen a whole lot and you've felt the whole lot. You felt a whole lot. So I feel like I could, now I didn't feel like I could do this with this other lady, but I feel like I could go up to you and I could say, I don't think you're going to judge me. I don't think you're going to rise up and say, why, you ugly person. I feel like you'd say, been there, done that, got the t-shirt, I know how you feel. Let me pray for you. And the prayer would come out of your belly because you know what it's like. You know what it's like. You know what it's like.
Yes.
Jesus was moved with compassion. And He healed all those who came to Him. He healed them because He was moved with compassion. We are to participate in the fellowship of His suffering. And not have a bad attitude about it. You know? I mean, have a hissy fit because something occurred. Oh dear, you know, I better not let anybody know about this. They might catch on that I'm weak. Well, come on! When we are weak, then He's strong. When we are weak, people will come and say, listen, I've been weak. I need a little grace here. I need a little help here. Transparency. Openness before the world. And not being afraid. Having a spirit of fear. I really, really, really want us to embrace the fruits of the Holy Spirit. You know, we need to keep our focus on everything the Lord has for us. Not just healing, but deliverance. Not just deliverance, but prosperity, doing well. Not just doing well, but loving well. Loving well. God takes care of you. You know, I've been telling people here over and over and over. I guess they think I'm a broken record, but I've been telling them, God is on your side. If you don't get it one way, He'll get it to you some other way. You know? If you don't get it from the pastor, you'll get it from your friend. If you don't get it from your friend, you'll get it from somebody on the TV. If you don't get it from the TV, you'll get it from a book. If you don't get it from a book, you'll get it from a still small voice. If you don't get it from the still small voice, you'll have a dream. If you don't get it from a dream, you'll have a vision. And if push comes to shove, if you don't get it from any of that, your own backsliding, your own rebellion will reprove and correct you. You know? Won't it? I mean, I have run into stuff and thought, ow! Run into it again, ow! Run into it again, ow! And then realized, doggone, that hurt. I won't do that again.
Okay.
took me forever not to learn to cut country ham toward your thumb. If you've ever cut country ham, you know, Zuba, 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 you're going, oh, we're going to have fried country ham for breakfast. You know, this was a while back. And I said, and whoosh. And after four or five times, I said, huh, better not cut that toward my thumb anymore. My dad was up on the roof one time. My dad was did carpentry, you know, and Dad and Bubba, they worked together. And Daddy'd get tickled whenever Bubba did something dumb, like push the wheelbarrow over that little bouncy board into the house and happen to miss a step and fall off in that hole. And he just thought that was just hilarious, you know, and he'd laugh and laugh and laugh. And Bubba said one day Daddy was up on the roof and he was nailing down shingles. This is before they had those nail guns, you know. And he said Dad would take that nail, flip it up, boom, boom. He'd tap it in and then drive it in. He said, I can hear Pap up there now. Boom, boom. Boom, boom. Boom, boom. Boom, boom. Boom, boom. Boom, boom. Nothing. Silence. Just silence. Complete silence. And Bubba said, he said, I crawled up on the roof to see what was going on. He said, Pap was up there on the roof. He said he had his handkerchief wrapped around his thumb. He was crouched down on the roof. And he was going... He didn't want Bubba to laugh at him like Pap had been laughing at him when he dropped off in the hole. But, but if something hurts enough, your own backsliding and your own rebellion will reprove and correct you. But, you know, he said after that, he said he'd hear Pap up there, and he said he'd see him flip that nail up, and he said it would go, tap, 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 bonk. Tap, 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 bonk. Learned a different method. Learned a different method. And you know, God is so much on our side. That's right. He causes us to change. He allows us to change. He helps us. And you know, if we just ask Him, we wouldn't keep running into that brick wall. You know, we just wouldn't keep doing it. He'd just show us, you're running into a brick wall. And if you just do this, you wouldn't run into that brick wall anymore. Well, duh. Hello. That's right. He'll send a donkey if he has to. Yeah. You'll be sleeping in your easy chair and you'll wake up. Your dog will have its paw on your leg and you'll look down and he'll say, I wouldn't do that if I was you. God will get it to you one way or the other if you ask Him.
Amen.
Amen. He helps you. That's what this camp's all about. He's on our side. We come in here all muddled up, and the whole way here you've been saying, oh God, you better help me. Oh God, you better help me. Oh God, you better help me. You get here, God says, bam. It's, oh, well, that was easy. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'll take it the easier way. Thank you very much. Well, the Word. How much better to get it out of the Word? How much better?
How much better to be a student of the Word? How much better to find the Word and to eat it and to let it be a joy and rejoicing in your bones, in your heart, in your body? How much better? I've learned a few things. Didn't know it. Took me a while to put things together. I don't know if any of you have ever taught children or homeschooled children, but I've homeschooled for a long time, and there's a... My daughter was having a lot of problems with her multiplication table. And so she was stuck on 3 times 7 is 21. She just could not remember that 3 times 7 was 21. So after weeks of frustration, I thought, okay, we're doing something about this. So I said, get up! Okay? I said, I want you to hop on one foot and say 3 times 7 is 21. So she's there. 3 times 7 is 21. 3 times 7 is 21. And that didn't work. So well, it worked with one of the boys, you know. Yeah, it will with the boys. So then I wrote it on the floor, you know. 3 times 7 is 21. That worked pretty good. Took her a while. Takes us a while. But God, see all that? I like that, but God. But God. But God. But God, if we ask Him, is on our side. Oh, but talking about the things that we learn through experience, something that I'm so glad. Now, I'm only 53, but back in the 60s was the Jesus movement. That's when I got saved. And was part of a Spirit-filled church, learned about deliverance, and was so excited we were going to take the world for Jesus. Every movement is going to take the world for Jesus. And one day, it's going to take the world for Jesus. But I got disappointed because, I mean, I thought that's what was going to happen with us Jesus freaks. We were just going to take the world. And after a while, seemed like I cooled off a whole lot. You know, been through several cooling off periods, but I cooled off a whole lot, and I got quite upset and disappointed. And I'm so thankful now that even though the Holy Spirit and the movement of the Holy Spirit has always been with us, it seems like that the tide is rising. It's time for the harvest. It's time for the harvest. I grew up down in Alexandria, Virginia, and my dad and brother sold boats and built houses and everything. And we'd go out to the river, which is a tidal river, and go out to the ocean. Tidal. Tide comes in, tide goes out. When the tide goes out and your little old boat is sitting at the dock and it's not sitting in water, it's sitting in mud, you can get down in that mud and you can, if you want to get out, you can push and push and push and push and finally ease that boat out to where the water is and float your boat. And I've seen my dad and brother get down in that old black mud, you know, up to here, and push and push and push till that boat gets out to the water. But we're living in a time now, good news, this is great, where the tide is coming in. Reinhard Bonnke, that's right, he gave this example about this barge. He lived on a tidal estuary. He said those great big old barges would come in, and once they settled down in that mud, the tide went out, the mud was there, you could not budge those things. But as soon as the tide changed, the water came in, he said, you could take your foot, just your foot, put it on that boat and just push. Not much effort at all. Just push. And that thousands of pound barge would just move. The one thing I've learned is that the tide's coming in. The tide is in. The tide of the coming of the Lord, of the harvest, of the great harvest, is in. The tide of knowing that you are filled with the Holy Ghost, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. It's here. The knowledge of the Lord is spreading over the whole earth. And you need to look for people that just see you and say, oh, I'm having a bad day. You need to be prepared. No more of this mealy-mouthing around and not being prepared. Not being ready. Not being ready. I told myself, I need to get ready, you know? You get a certain age, sometimes you just aren't ready. My grandma was ready all the time to go fishing. All the time. My mother was not ready. And you'd call up Granny and you'd say, we're going to the shore, we're going fishing. I'll be ready in 15 minutes. Come and get me. And her house stayed in a preparedness. My mother, on the other hand, that did not like fishing and did not like the water, you'd say, hey, we're going fishing, let's go. Mom would walk around the house for 3 hours. I'm coming, 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 I'm coming. Take her 3 hours to get ready because she wasn't prepared. And you know what? I got to thinking about that. She knew we were going fishing. She knew it. It was a gimme. You know? Doggone, it's Friday. It's sunshining. The weather is nice. There are fishing poles stacked at the front door. The boat is hooked to the car. Maybe we're going fishing. She knew that. Well, we know that the flood tide of the Holy Ghost is here and now. Why are we walking around for 3 hours going, I'm coming. I'm coming. Why can't we just say, hey, I'm ready. I'm paring down. I'm cutting stuff out. I'm lightening up. You know, I don't have 21 cats to feed. I have one cat and a big bag of cat food outside. Why can't we pare down? Why do we have to stay so involved? Why can't we just cut the... It's all going to burn up anyway. I mean, one of these days, FUMO. It's gonna be gone. That house that you have spit polished, all that stuff you'd saved up, it's just gonna burn. It's gonna be a crispy critter. And God's blessed us. We have lots of stuff. Oh, we do. We got lots of stuff. Chip and I looked at each other and we said, where'd all this stuff come from? Yeah, he opened the windows of heaven and poured out stuff. He poured out a blessing. But I'd like to just pass it off, you know. Oh, you need that stuff? Have at it. We were laughing one time. We said, okay, we've had it with this stuff. We're just going to get rid of everything. I said, well, that sounds like a good idea, but maybe not. Because if we moved and got rid of all this stuff, you know what would happen. We'd move someplace else, and we'd find somebody that needed to get saved. So they'd get saved, and then we'd feel like, well, we need to have them over for dinner. So I'd have to get another plate or two and a few more glasses. Well, that sounds good. And then somebody else would get saved, and we'd have Bible study at the house. Yeah, that sounds good. Well, I need a few more plates. I have to have a bigger pot. Yeah. And then it'd get to be about 30 people, and we'd be hard. We'd have to have a bigger refrigerator and probably a freezer. And doggone it, within a few years, we'd be right back to where we are now. With 30 people in our house on Sunday afternoon, and all the kids helping themselves to the nutty bars in the pantry, and them saying, when are we going to pray? And let's go in the front room and pray. And hey, do you have that CD I want to listen to? And where's that Bible, handbook for Bible study? And we would have collected all that stuff all over again, and it just would have been passing right through. But we do need to pare down what we don't need for ministry. We do need to pare down and be ready. But the tide is rising, and we need to be ready for it. I mean, if you get anything out of today, let the hope rise in you that the tide is rising. And it doesn't matter whether you're 12, 21, 71, 101. When the tide rises, you can reach out and take that big old barge and just give it a little shove, and it's going to move. We need to encourage ourselves in the Lord. That I am being counted on to move with the Holy Spirit. I am being counted on to go with the river of God, and the tide is rising. He's coming soon. There's a constant struggle to prioritize. I wrote this down. To be a man pleaser or a God pleaser. Focus on being a God pleaser. You know, John, he leaned on Jesus' breast. Let's think about that when we get up in the morning, when we go to bed at night. Let's think about leaning on the breast of Jesus, hearing His heartbeat, saying, "Speak, Lord, for Your servant listens." You know, Samuel was just a baby when he didn't know it was the voice of the Lord. Well, I've been saved since I was 15. What excuse do I have for not knowing that it's the voice of the Lord? Actually, I don't have any excuse. Speak, Lord. I have cleaned my ears out. Speak, Lord, for Your servant listens. Speak. Speak. Let's just wait on the Lord for a minute. See where He wants us to go. Speak, Lord, for Your servants listen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Can we do Hosanna? Hallelujah. We hold ourselves ready now, Lord, to enter into Your presence, to worship You, to lay it out before You, to call You holy, to say that You are the mighty God, to adore You and to worship You. Hey, Lord, we know that always works. That always works. It works for you and it works for us. And that's what we do, Lord God, right now. Hallelujah. Get on your feet. Let's worship Him. Hosienu. God save us. God in the midst of us. The God that meets our needs. The God that is more than enough. Oh, Sabara. The covenant keeping God. The one that took you at your word. When you say, I lay it down before you. Well, we renew ourselves this morning, Lord God. We say, we lay it down again. We don't pick it up. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Holy, 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 holy. Come, Holy Spirit. Come. Come. Oh, Lord, we worship You. We worship You. We worship You. God, sing with us. The angels sing with us. They say holy. They say holy. They say holy. Yeah. The angels sing with us. They proclaim the goodness of the Lord. Yeah. Worthy are You, Lord God. Worthy, 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 worthy. You're here to meet the needs of the people. You're here to empower. You are here to change our minds. You are here to change our hearts. You are here to not just meet our needs, but to empower us. You are here, Lord God, and we give You thanks. It's a privilege to be in the presence of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Holy is the Lord. Holy, 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 holy. We worship You, Lord God. We worship You. We worship You. We lift our voices in proclamation and declaration. There is no one we'd rather be like. There is no one we'd rather be with. There is no one we'd rather serve. There is no one we'd rather love. There is nobody like You. No one like You. Holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, sabakara nedakara saboro sabarone. Rondara kara sabarane. Okarasi. Okora sabarane. We loose ourselves into worship. We loose ourselves. We loose ourselves into worship. Oh, we loose You. We loose ourselves. We worship You. We worship You. We loose ourselves into freedom. I say freedom in the Holy Ghost. Freedom, freedom, freedom. I proclaim freedom. Whom the Son is set free is free indeed. We pour ourselves out, Most High. We pour ourselves out. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. If any of you feel like you lack freedom, if you come up, we'll pray for you. If you're lacking freedom to worship Him, if you want more freedom, more revelation, more, Lord, more. Yeah, Jesus. More. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Come, Holy Ghost. Come. Oh, how precious. How precious, says the Lord. Woo! How precious. How precious. How precious your tears. How precious your worship. How lovely. For I am the lover of your soul. I am the lover of your soul. Hallelujah. Yeah, Jesus, you meet us where we're at. You meet us where we're at. You're on our side. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Freedom. Freedom. Come, Holy Ghost, come. Come. Come anointing. Come anointing. Come anointing. Come anointing. Come anointing. Yeah. Be filled, Billy. Be filled. Be filled, be filled, be filled, be filled, be filled. Be filled, be filled, be filled. Be filled. Be filled. Yeah, come on. Come on. Hallelujah. So cold about I see. Jesus. Jesus. Yeah. Woo! Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah,
more.
Just more. More, Lord God. Hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah. Every blockage, Lord God, we don't even know what is inside of us at times. But we do know one thing. You are on our side. And nobody can do us like you can do us. Nobody can take care of us like you can take care of us. Nobody can deliver us. Nobody can set us free like you can, Lord God. So just come, Holy Spirit. Come. Woo! Yeah, there you go. There you go. There you go. There you go. More of a filling. More of a capacity. Yeah. Oh,
this is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.